भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु
अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति
नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 14, titled The Story of King Vain. Text 8.
Aho ubhayata praptam,
aho ubhayata praptam,
lokasya vyasanam mahat,
lokasya vyasanam mahat,
draunya ubhayato dipte,
draunya ubhayato
इव तस्कर पालयो अहो उभयतः प्राप्तम् लोकस्य व्यसनं महत् द्रौण्य उभयतो दीप्ते इव तस्कर पालयो अहो उभयतः प्राप्तम् लोकस्य व्यसनं
महत्
द्रौण्य उभयतो दीप्ते
लोकस्य व्यसनं महत्
अहो उभयतः प्राप्तम् लोकस्य व्यसनं महत् दारुणे उभयतो दीप्ते
तस्करपालयो अहो उभयतः प्राप्तम् लोकस्य व्यसनं महत् दारुण्योभयतो दीप्ते
इव तस्कर पालयो What to word? Aho. Alas. Ubhayatah. From both directions. Praptam. Received. Lokasya. Of the people in general. Vyasanam. Danger. Mahat. Great. Daruni.
Alog.
Ubhayatah. From both sides. Deepte. Burning. Eva.
Like.
Taskara. From thieves and rogues. Palayaho.
From the king.
Translation. When the great sages consulted one another, they saw that the people were in a dangerous position from both directions. When a fire blazes on both ends of a log, the ants in the middle are in a very dangerous situation. Similarly, at that time, the people in general were in a dangerous position due to an irresponsible king on one side and thieves and rogues on the other. Text 9.
Arajaka bhayat esha krito raja tad arhanah tatopya asid bhayam tvatya katham svat swasti dehinam.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Shila Prabhupada. Shila Prabhupada.
Translation: thinking to save the state from irregularity, the sages began to consider that it was due to political crisis that they made vain king, although he was not qualified. But alas, now the people were being disturbed by the king himself. Under such circumstances, how could the people be happy? Purport: in Bhagavad Gita 18.5, it is stated that even in the renounced order, one should not give up sacrifice, charity and penance. The brahmacharis must perform sacrifices, the grihasthas must give in charity, and those in the renounced order of life, the vanaprasthas and sannyasis, must practice penance and austerities. These are the procedures by which everyone can be elevated to the spiritual platform. When the sages and saintly persons saw that King Vain had stopped all these functions, they became concerned about the people's progress. Saintly people preach God consciousness or Krishna consciousness because they are anxious to save the general populace from the dangers of animalistic life. There must be a good government to see that the citizens are actually executing their religious rituals, and thieves and rogues must be curbed. When this is done, the people can advance peacefully in spiritual consciousness and make their lives successful. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanuste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhishya Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mokam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramatmam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna. So we're discussing about a very wonderful upcoming king called Vena. So by the divine arrangement, his father Anga, he left the kingdom and he went to forest. No one knew where he went. No one was thinking what to do. There are so many thieves and rogues who are taking advantage of this situation because the king is not there on the throne. So somehow we have to get some king. Now there was no qualified person, but they could see that King Vena is there, who is the son of Anga. So let's make him the king. So this is what they decided. So in this 8th shloka where it is given, now their situation was almost like a log of wood and all the ants are stuck in between, and from both the sides fire is there. So if you don't make King Vena the king, Vena the king, then all the thieves and rogues now will do a lot of nonsensical activities. Whereas if you make him the king, he will do the nonsensical activities. So now what to do? So they were stuck in this particular situation. While reading this translation, I just remembered this. So sometimes in devotional service, so when a devotee or a newcomer comes, he understands the philosophy nicely. Now he understands very well that this world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. There's so much of miseries out there. Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam. And then three miseries, adi bhautika, adi atmika, adi daivika. It's all sense gratification. If you don't offer it to Krishna and eat, no, it's sin. You do anything where Krishna is not there, it is sin. So after all, understanding all these things, now he's there around chanting here and there. But then, due to past samskaras maybe, or due to past sinful reactions, now he's not able to progress in bhakti. Now he's not able to progress in bhakti, nor at the same time he cannot go out also. That person feels like stuck in between somewhere. Most of the people tell this. From feeling like stuck. I'm not going towards this also, not going towards that also. When I see materialists, they're enjoying so nicely. And when I see pure devotees, they're crying and weeping, they're enjoying. I'm stuck here, not understanding where to go, here or there. And I'm not able to go anywhere. So in this way, we see that sometimes the situation is like that. Some one thing has to be chosen. So a devotee who understands now, I cannot go back, has to progress, march forward, march towards Krishna's lotus feet. There's no option. Right? So here, these sages took the call of making Vena as the king. Now when he was made as the king, so he started doing a lot of activities, very nice activities. He stopped all the good things which were happening around. He stopped all the sacrifices. He stopped all the dharmic acts, stopped all of them. So here Prabhupada mentions very nice things. He says, all ashramas have got some swadharma. They all have to do some activities according to their nature. Or according to their varna, to be varna in ashrama. Here especially Prabhupada is mentioning about brahmacharis, grihastha and renounced order, that is sannyasis. Now, for brahmacharis, the dharma is swadhyaya. So brahmacharis have to do swadhyaya. Grihasthas, they have to give charity. And people in the renounced order of life, the sannyasis, they have to do austerity. Let's take one by one. So here, one thing we understand by the statement, dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. So if we protect dharma, dharma will protect us. Now protecting dharma means what? Following the dharma. So when we maintain the dharma properly, so dharma will protect us finally. So now suppose a brahmachari, whose dharma is to do swadhyaya, that is reading scriptures and hearing from realized souls. If they don't do this, what will happen? The consciousness will start deteriorating day by day, right? Because the mind is like a hog. I was hearing this very nice. Mind is like a hog. So even if you give rasgulla to the mind or hog, it will not take that. It will always look for stool somewhere. So you keep rasgulla on one side, stool on another side, it will go towards stool only. Right? That's how the mind is. We know very well the higher pleasure lies actually in Krishna consciousness, but still the mind will pull us down. I'm saying, no, that's okay. You know, let's do something, something different. No, something natural. And in this diseased condition, natural is to have sensual thoughts and to have some sense gratification thoughts. This is what is natural. Right? So when a brahmachari will not do swadhyaya, he will just meditate about sense gratification and nothing else. And this is very, very dangerous. Because it is said that brahmachari's situation is like, he is there, he has got many, many options. So either he can go up to renounced order of life, that is sannyas, or go back and get married. So two options are there. And whenever there is more than one option, mind will keep tricking. Mind will keep tricking. Right? Now coming to grihastha ashram. So grihastha ashram, charity is a dharma. They have to give charity. Now what is the reason? Why one should give charity? So somehow in grihastha ashram, there are a lot of things are there which the person feels it is his own. So somehow he has to get detached slowly and steadily from whatever he has gained, whatever he has collected. Now when a person gives charity, especially money, Lakshmi, so when you give out money from your own pocket, so it is said that this money is bahya pran. So we have something called as antar pran, yes, which keeps this body alive, which gives this body consciousness. And mani is called as bahya pran. In Kannada, there is a nice saying which says, if you keep mani in front of the dead body will also open its mouth. That is the power of mani. That is the power of mani. So anyone who can give something from the wallet, money from the wallet, it is a sign that yes, he is getting detached somewhat, you know, from whatever he has, because it needs lots and lots of confidence and guts to, you know, give some donation out. Yes, it is said that a grihastha devotee shouldn't die in home, he should die on the street. This is what is mentioned. Yes, because if he dies in home, then he has all his relatives. Apta is there, Vitta is there, everything is there. So he's looking at all that and he's not able to bear the pain and he's meditating on it. And that's how he dies. And for sure, next life, he'll be born in the same place. So it is said, better you die in a place on the street where no one knows you and nor you know anyone. And this is what is mentioned. So detachment is very, very important here. And so the charity is a very important aspect. The charity is supposed to be given. One of the ways to get detached, you know, from whatever attachments we have in our day-to-day life. Coming to sannyasis. Now, sannyasis are supposed to do austerity. So in the initial days of ISKCON, I was hearing from a senior devotee that people were taking sannyas in the initial days of ISKCON because sannyasis used to get Rajbhog Prasad directly from the altar. So anyone who is a sannyasi, the Rajbhog plate, the prasad plate will come directly to the room. So they were thinking better to take sannyas than a prasad. But sannyasis, they are supposed to do austerities, voluntary austerities. In fact, everyone has to do. But this sannyas order is meant to do the austerity and penances. And we see there are many, many great souls who do that. Sleeping on the floor, not taking opulent prasad. I've personally seen when sannyasis come here and all grihastha devotees get a lot of prasadam. I saw Bhakti Nityanand Swami Maharaj and Bhakti Prem Swami Maharaj. I was there with them when they were having prasadam. So lots of prasadam was there. Some 20 items kept in front of them. They looked and they asked, what is this, what is this, what is this? Everything they asked. And they said, okay, serve this khichdi. And they ate khichdi and they said, okay, enough. Yes. So voluntarily, now devotees take up austerity, especially sannyasis. Because if they don't do this, the senses will devour the person by pulling him towards sense gratification. Because he has taken the ashram, he has taken up an ashram which is meant just to get closer to Krishna and nothing else. In fact, every ashram is meant, you know, for the same. But sannyas order is a very, very important order in the entire society. Because if they are not proper, then for sure the entire society will go in the wrong direction. And we see that many, many people who are there in saffron robes outside, and when they are found guilty of some act and they're put behind bars, that actually destroys the faith of common public. They start feeling that, okay, if Godman is like this, maybe God will also be like this. Better not to follow any God. No, like, better to be atheist. And we have met many people like that who have lost faith because of some cheating, you know, which they have gone through. Thanks to ISKCON, that a lot of rules and regulations. Sannyas in ISKCON is very difficult. Very difficult. But still people fear to get into ISKCON thinking, oh, I know, I'll get sannyas there. Sometimes grihastha devotees come and say that, Prabhu, I'm, Mataji will come and say, Prabhu, I'm very fearful. My husband might take sannyas. Here, brahmacharis don't get sannyas, what your husband will get. Very strict, and all glories to our GBC and, you know, which is set up by Srila Prabhupada. It is very strict, wherein, you know, it's only people are qualified. They actually, they are coming forward and they are getting this wonderful opportunity of leading the society very nicely. So if this swadhyaya is not followed, if dharma is not followed, not swadharma, swadharma is not followed, people become animalistic. I was giving this session now, twice I gave this session for CMRIT and MBJ, Search for Happiness. Ahara nidra bhayamai tunamcha. That is eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So this is animalistic mentality. A very nice point came up when I was meditating on this. So why people are actually suffering? So we have got higher intelligence. We have been hearing this now from many, many sessions. in our initial days and Bhagavatam classes, etc. We all have got higher intelligence. Human beings have got higher intelligence. So if that higher intelligence is used for doing the basic activities of what animals also do, the condition of the human being will be more worse than as compared to animals. There's a nice slide which I never focused on. So this time I was focusing and seeing that what exactly it means. So that slide says, in between, humans are more miserable than animals. And then this was mentioned in the circle. Sleeping pills, scarcity, threat, then heartbreak, addiction, stress management, suicide. So if we analyze this, the entire circle, so everything results from just doing these four activities. If the person is not taking up some higher activities in his life, there is no higher purpose in life, he'll be stuck in these four: eating, sleeping, enjoying and defending. And because of this lower taste, but having higher intelligence, this person will suffer more and more. Because these things cannot satisfy the human being, for sure. Right? So in this way, Swadharma becomes very, very important. Everyone has to follow their Swadharma. Now here, the question is then how to become happy. Right from the first session till the end of life, we'll be discussing search for happiness. And every time we'll get this different perspective. And Bhagavatam gives very, very wonderful perspectives. How to become happy. Now here, the Brahmanas are thinking, if you put this king on the throne, or this person on the throne, and if you make him the king, these problems will get solved. But they're not looking that, okay, he will create lot more problems. So similarly, we see that we think that this particular activity will help me to get out of this problem, but it puts us into some other problem. Again, coming to the basic sessions, we say that in olden days, people were worried about roads being dirty. Because horse dung and bull dung, etc. used to make roads dirty. So all the intelligent class of people, all the engineers came together. And they designed some automobiles. So previously the roads were dirty and the lungs were clean. Now the roads are clean, the lungs are dirty. Yes?
Now the roads are
clean. Now I'm talking about some foreign countries where actually it's clean. So the point is that we might find out some ways of advancement in thinking this will solve problem, but it will add on to some other problem. Then what is that perfect solution which is given in our scripture, which will actually make people happy? That is the question here. I was reading the pastime of Amrish Maharaj. So Amrish Maharaj, this comes in 9th canto, 4th chapter, 24th verse. Here the description of the citizens of Amrish Maharaj is given. Very, very wonderful description. It says, Swargona prathito yasya manujair amarapriya shrenvadbhir upagayadbhir uttama shloka cheshtitam. So here it says that Manujay, he says citizens. Who citizens? Yasya. Amrish Mara citizens. So what is special about them? The speciality about them is na prathito. They don't aspire. They are not aspiring for swargo. They are not aspiring for swarga. And these swarga are amarapriya. It is very, very favorite or very lovable, very dear to all the amaras, that is demigods. Now the question is, why are these people in the kingdom, the citizens of Amrish Maharaj's kingdom, why are they not aspiring for heaven? Why are they not aspiring for heavenly planets? So in this particular class what I was hearing, so the speaker was saying that even people of this world also don't aspire for heaven. Because they don't know what is heaven. Previously, the demigods used to come from heaven, they used to interact, and then people used to see, oh, they're so beautiful, they're so healthy, and they're so enjoying, they're happy, okay, we should also aspire for heaven. So after the time of Parikshit Maharaj, demigods felt that this is a place of misery, this is a place which is unworthy. And we shouldn't come here. They start coming. So now there's a question mark, for common public, that heavens exist or not. Right? So there's no question of going to heaven. But here, this is not the case. In this kingdom, many, many demigods are coming and visiting. So there's a yajna which Amrish Maharaj is doing. And many demigods are sitting there. In fact, it is described the demigods and the citizens are sitting together. And it's very difficult to make out the difference between the two because both are very, very beautiful. They're very, very opulent. Because Amrish Maharaj's kingdom was like that. Now the question is, why were they not aspiring for all this? Why were they not aspiring for Swarga? Because they were satisfied. Satisfied with what? They were doing two things. What were those? Shrinvad Bhir, Upagayad Bhir, Uttama Shloka Cheshtitam. Cheshtitam. Uttama Shloka's Charita or Uttama Shloka's name, fame, qualities. And who is Uttama Shloka? Krishna, who is described by all the wonderful shlokas. All the topmost shlokas are used for describing Lord Krishna. So this personality, Lord Krishna, his glories are unending. And his glories are heard and sung. Srinivad Bhir, that is hearing. And Upagayad Bhir, that is chanting. So these citizens are doing this continuously. Continuously. So it is said that since they were hearing and chanting the glories of Lord Krishna, they were not aspiring for these heavenly plans or heavenly pleasures. Now the question is that what is so great about this hearing? What is so great about all this? The next shloka talks about that. It says, Samvardhayanti yat kamaha swarajya paribhavitah durlabha napi siddhanam mukundam ridhi pashyatah. So here it says that these people were not aspiring for all these great opulences. In fact, it is said they were not even aspiring for Siddhi, which all yogis aspire for. They are not even aspiring for that. Why? Because paribhavitaha, they were saturated. They are saturated with what? They are saturated with Swarajya. Saturated with Swarajya. Swarajya here means they were in their constitutional position and rendering devotional service to Krishna. So they were saturated doing devotional service. Mind you, it's saturated, not burnt out. They're saturated completely, happy. It's like when we take a sponge, dip it in the honey or dip it in some nectar. When we remove, so it is not in a position to take any other liquid. Yes? So it is saturated. Only thing that drips from that is honey. Right? So that was the situation here. They're completely saturated. All the citizens were completely saturated with this. And then it is said, Samvardhayanti. Why they were not aspiring for these pleasures of Swarga and the Siddhis? Because they knew very well that this will not increase their happiness. Samvardhayanti. It will not increase their happiness. Because they are comparing their happiness to this. Mukundam Ridha Pashyati. Because they are relishing something very, very higher. Mukundam Ridhi Pashyati. They are busy seeing the Supreme Personality of God in their hearts. And they are completely satisfied. So they are thinking that anyways this is not going to increase our happiness. Because this is the ultimate happiness that we are getting by seeing Krishna. Then why? Why we should go for all this? And they are completely satisfied. Now the question is, how will Krishna enter the heart? Because they were enjoying Krishna in the heart. Seeing Krishna in the heart. How will Krishna enter in the heart? I came across a very nice shloka when I was reading something. So it says, Pravishta Karna Randrena. Just by hearing, Krishna enters through these ear holes and he enters directly in the heart. And he gives an amazing bliss, that pleasure every single living entity is aspiring for. Now many people will come and say this, who are well-to-do, that we are feeling something hollow. Hollow, yes, it will be hollow because that infinite personality is not there in the heart. Obviously, it will be hollow. Even if we have everything around, even if we have all the material opulence, but since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not there in our heart, or not manifested, or we have not realized Him in our heart, it will be always hollow. Right. Even sometimes we see in our devotees not seeing the hand of the Lord in the life. So it becomes very difficult. It feels very, very hollow. So this is very clear how to realize or how to get the Lord in the heart. Pravishtha Karna Randrena. Just by hearing, by Shravanam and Kirtanam. There's no other way. Right? And this is very obvious also. Why is it that just by hearing and chanting of the Lord we'll be satisfied? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Every single living entity is my part and parcel. So now if we are part and parcel of the Lord, so without the complete, without the whole, without getting the association of the whole, How can a person be happy? Right? So when we glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are actually getting the association of Supreme Personality of God. We are getting association of Krishna. Right? And anyone who comes in association of Krishna, he has no option but to become happy. We see the entire Bhagavatam. Anyone who comes in association of the Lord, they go crazy. You see Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj got the first darshan of the Lord, small boy, he's so happy that he's not understanding what to do. Yes? And then, here only. So we see that Dhruva Maharaj, he goes and he sees the lotus feet of the Lord. He starts licking the lotus feet of the Lord. We see four Kumaras. When Lord Vishnu comes out to attend these four Kumaras, when they curse Jay and Vijay, we see that photo where, the beautiful picture where Lord Vishnu is standing and the four Kumaras are hanging on to Vishnu. Yes, some are at the lotus feet, some are hanging from the top and they're literally licking the body of the Lord. And obviously, a person is not crazy to lick their bodies. there is so much of happiness, not understanding what to do with this amazing opulence that I've got. Something has to be done. Oh, let me taste it. And this is the way, they're tasting. And also we see so many other devotees in Bhagavatam, they're relishing the association of Supreme Personality, right? And Krishna also makes this very clear in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 9th verse, that how my devotees will relish, or what do they relish? He says, Machitta madgata prana bodhayante parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. When my devotees come together and discuss about me, chant and hear about me, then two things happens. Tushyanti cha, satisfied, ramanti cha, happy. Without this, even in devotee circle, it's very, very difficult to be happy and satisfied. Sometimes this verse, can be nicely described even for devotees. Now here we see in this particular verse that they tried somehow to put the king, put the person on the throne and make him the king so that he controls the kingdom and he makes people happy. But these artificial means will not help. And here we saw in the case of Amrish Maharaj's citizens, they were all happy because they were doing these two activities, Shrunavadbir and Upagayadbir, chanting and hearing. Similarly, in our devotee association also, if this hearing and chanting is not the topmost priority, discussing about the Lord is not the topmost priority when devotees come together, then the only thing that will come up is some gossip, some frustration, some backbitching. This is what will happen, right? So if the devotees, if we really desire that devotees should progress in bhakti, they should advance in bhakti, so the leaders have to make sure that somehow or the other, we have these ample opportunities where devotees come together and they read, they chant and they hear about the Supreme Personality. Or else it's very, very difficult, very difficult, right? So in this way, we see that King Vain is put on the throne. And the expectation was that he will control the kingdom. All the citizens will be happy. They will be free from all the atrocious activities of the rogues and thieves. But in the future verses, we'll see that how he himself proved that he was rowdy shiromani or rogue shiromani. He was the topmost of all of them. And he will create even more chaos. So tomorrow we'll hear about the chaotic situation which King Vain had put in the entire kingdom and which created real chaos. And now the brahmanas are thinking what next to do. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments?
So according to this, grihasthas doesn't need to do swadhyaya.
If we see all the things that we just described, it is valid for everyone. But depending on what is the greatest attachment or the great problem in that particular ashram, so these things are maybe given. But obviously everyone has to do swadhyaya, everyone has to do some austerities, everyone has to do charity, right? In fact, it is recommended here, it's clearly said that the renounced order, one should not give up sacrifice, charity and penance. So even the renounced order person, he has to do charity. So everyone has to do everything, but there are some specific things depending on some specific problems which they might face in that ashram. Krishna is recommending this in Bhagavad Gita.
The person
renounced
order do charity.
Whatever he has. So we say, right, in Brahmacharya Ashram, we are attached to him, even coping, giving up in charity. So, not getting attached to anything.
Yeah, he gets things in excess. So he
Gopa says that when he goes for Manu career, for this, then he gets whatever excess he gets, he has to give for
Jayadvait Paras publishes his balance sheet.
No, is it?
Itna donation mila, itna loan ko baata, nil balance.
Yeah, if you start accumulating more and more, he'll be the richest person. As one of the renowned speaker in this one, he says, right, choose your profession carefully, Baba. So this profession gives nice income. So his charity is like very important. So all three are important in all the ashrams.
This the word Uttam Shloka. Means the Lord. Another meaning of the word Uttam Shloka is the devotees, because they use the Uttam Shlokas to glorify the Lord. So I was just thinking, we put that aspect here, and another beautiful meaning comes out there.
Yes, yes.
Where the devotees are from Amrish Maharaj's kingdom, they are glorifying the
other devotees,
and therefore they are not inspiring anyone else.
Yes, yes, yes.
But that is there. And
here Prabhupada says Uttam Shloka is Supreme Personality of
God. One lecture Prabhupada is proving.
Okay, thank you very much. Kantha Shivan Bhagavatam ki.